This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We just read this past Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. Chukas talks about the Paraduma. In the beginning of the Parsha, it addresses the Para Aduma, which is used to be metaher metim, to be metar those that have tumas mace. They touch the dead person, they become defiled in tuma, and the para aduma and the procedure of the para aduma is to be metaher, to clean the person who has tumas mace. But the parsha does not begin with a discussion of paraduma. The parsha begins addressing what it means to learn Torah and how one should learn Torah. Let's read the pasuk inside. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe el Aharon leimor, Zois chukas haTorah. It does not say Zois Chukas HaPara Aduma. The parish is referring to Para Aduma. It's about the cleaning, Tovei Ha'em, V'Tekanech Achar Habas. It's cleansing, it's all about cleaning from Tuma. Yet the Torah begins Zois Chukas HaTorah. Asher Tziva Hashem Leimor, Dabril b'nei Yisrael, v'yikoy lecha para aduma. Rashi points out that when it says in the pasuk, Adam kiyamuz ba'oyel, says Rashi, ein atoiro niknis ela b'mi shemei mishatzmo yoleha. The Torah, it's Adam kiyamuz ba'oyel, it refers to tumas oyel. Yet again, it's an analogy to Torah. That Adam kiyamus ba'oyel, what oil are we referring to? The oil of Torah. And a person must be memis atzmai bi'ahaloi shel Torah in order to achieve Torah. In order to be able to accomplish in Torah, you need Adam kiyamus ba'oyel. Why is this limud in this parsha? Why are we learning Adam kiyamus ba'oyel kolaboyel oyel? Why over here? What's the zois chukas haTorah? The chukas haTorah. It should say this is paraduma. So the truth is that the Archaim speaks about it. And our Chaim has a pshat. Yet Lamaisa, the Rambam, there's an interesting Rambam I'd like to share with you. The Rambam says that all the inyan of Tahira is a choik. All the inyan of Tahira is a choik. Why? If a person is Tamei, he goes into a mikvah, he becomes Tahar. How does he become Tahar? How does the person become tahar? What is it? Dirt that he goes into the water and the water cleans him? Says the Rambam, it's a chayk. Tumin tahayra is something which we don't have a full understanding of. Yet, says the Rambam, there is a remes. There is something that we could take out to understand from the inyan of Tumen, Tahira, and Mikvah. That's Metaher. Says the Rambam, Kishem Shamechuvin Liboy Litahar, Kivan Shetavul Tar, V'afa Pishlein Ischadesh Begufoy Dover, Kachamechavin Liboy Litar, Nafshi Metumas Anafoshois, Shemachshavis Oven V'deyes Arois, Kivan Shehiskin Beliboy Lifroish, I'm going to translate word for word this Rambam. But it's important for me that you understand the question. Does everyone here understand the issue? The issue is, for some reason, the Torah speaks about Chukas HaTorah and Adam Kiyomus Ba'oihel, which is really Tumas Meis. He became, yet it's also referring to Mamis Atzmoi Beholoi Shel Torah. How is it connected to Paradum? That is the question. Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chuk of the Torah. And the answer is, the Rambam seems to say that just like a person puts himself in a mikveh and he becomes tahar, and there's really not a complete understanding of that. But how does that work? Says the Rambam, it's because he's mechaving l'tahir. It's because he has the want, the ratzoin, to become tahar. So if a person puts himself in meimei hadas, the waters of knowledge, also becomes tahar. What are the meimei hadas, Rabbi Sainu? What is the waters of das? Taira. So tahira is accomplished just like one immerses himself in mikveh, if he immerses himself in Torah. Now we understand, I believe, that's pshat. Zois chukas haTorah. Just like Parah Aduma is mitahir, the Torah. And if one dwells in Torah, he immerses himself in Torah. It's as if he immersed in a mikveh tahira. And that's why we learn Adam Kiyamus Ba'oyhel. Adam Kiyamus Ba'oyhel Ein HaToyra Niknis Ela B'mi Shemeimis Atzmai Be'aholoi Shel Toyra. What does the word Niknis mean? Simply, when we talk about Niknis, we mean one is achieving the Torah. One is a person, when he's meimis atzmoi beholei shel Torah, he is niknis, he gets the Torah. But actually, there could be a deeper understanding of the word niknis. What does it mean to be meimis atzmoi? If someone asks you, what is it? A person, he's meimis atzmoi. So simply it means that he kills himself literally in toiling. It has to do with the amount of amelus that he puts into it. Right? There's a very famous story from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim once addressed the words meimis atzmoi beholei shel Torah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what the pshat is? And there's a story based on this pshat. The Chafetz Chaim did not want to take money from the yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim didn't want to earn and from the money of the yeshiva. He didn't want to take. So he had a store. The Chafetz Chaim had a fruit store. And the wife ran it and he learned. And one day, the fruits that were brought to the store were the wrong ones. The inventory was mixed up. So the Rebbetzin sent for the Chafetz Chaim to come quickly, come run, come. The Chafetz Chaim says, send her back a message that I died. Tell her I died. Chafetz Chaim says to send such a message back. He run back and they tell the Rebbetzin that he died. She came running. Yet she sees him over the Gemara learning. She says, why'd you tell me that you died? He says, that's the pshat in the Chazal. Chazal are saying, Ein atoyra niknis, ela b'mi shemein misatzmoi, this hour I'm learning, I'm dead. Tell me, if you needed a ride to the airport, Would you walk into the Bet HaKvarot? Would you walk into a Beis HaKvaris and say, hey, you're just laying there doing nothing. Maybe you come and help me out. And the answer is, of course not. The person's not alive. In order to achieve in Torah, the world has to be dead to you. You know, when a person sits and learns, the whole world is coming to him through the phone. Everything that's going on everywhere, all over the world. The way to really learn Torah is to shut the world out. I don't want to say to use a stronger language, the world should be dead at that hour that you're learning. And that's how a person is kind of Torah. This is what the Chafetz Chaim was saying. Chafetz Chaim is saying, Ein HaTorah Niknes, Ela B'mi Shemeimis Atzmai Aleha. But Rabbeisai, that's a drash. It's a nice pshat. What's the simple pshat in this Gemara, in this Chazal? Ein HaTorah Niknes, Ela B'mi Shemeimis Atzmai Aleha. He doesn't say Meimis. What does it say? Meimis Atzmai. What does it mean to be Meimis Atzmai? You know, there's an interesting Gemara in Masechtas Talmud. The Gemara says Alexander Moikton asked the Chachmei HaNegev, they were the Chachamim, I want to ask you a few philosophical questions. Question number one, what should a person do if he wants to have a life? You know, most people, when they go on big vacations, that's the life. That's a life. Yeah. He's having a life. He's making a life. You know what the Chachmei HaNegev answered? Yomis Atzmai. He should kill himself. First Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Talmud. Yomis Atzmai. Says the Alexander Moikton to the Chachamim, what should a person do if he wants to kill himself? And the answer is, no, Yichye Atzmai. What does that mean? What does it mean? And the answer is, man is all about Atzmai. It's all about I need and I want. And this is for me. And the more a person is Atzmai, self-centered, the more he cares only about Atzmai, the more his life is empty, meaningless, and dead. You see many people that they're enjoying themselves and they're making money. Inside, they're dead. There's inside, it's a whole different story. Lavish lifestyle doesn't mean life. Doesn't mean the person is experiencing inside the enjoyment of life. Yomis Atzmai. If you stop being self-centered, if you maimis, if you so to speak, there's an expression in English, kill the music. If you kill the Atzmai, if you stop it, and you start living beyond yourself, you start living for something bigger than yourself, and your needs and your wants, that's when life begins. You know, Rabbi Yisai, Tayr is Chaim. Eitz Chaim, he Tayr is life. Tonight we're going to discuss what it means to live. What is life? What is it that Torah is the life of a Jew? What does it mean, life? You know, Chazal tell us something very interesting. Chazal tell us that Para Aduma is Moshe Rabbeinu's. The first Para Aduma was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. And forever, the Parah Aduma is Moshe Rabbeinu's Parah Aduma. La'olam hi nikris al shmecha. Rashi quotes it. It's a chazal. Porosh osa Moshe. You know something also interesting? Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason and the explanation of Parah Aduma. L'cho ani megala. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, V'yikhu Eilecha, to you, Parah Aduma. What is Eilecha? You, because you, Moshe, will know what the Parah Aduma is all about. Nobody else will understand it. Shloim HaMelech said, Ech koma v'hi rechoika mimeni. I was wise, yet I still didn't understand a lot. There was a lot of things. Chazal say, what's it referring to? What did Shloim HaMelech say he didn't understand? The Parah Aduma. The secret of Parah Aduma. You know what Korach started his fight? What made Korach begin the war against Moshe Rabbeinu? Does anybody know? Chazal tell us. It's a Medrash Pliyah. Maro Korach lach al Moshe. He saw Parah Aduma. It's a very interesting Medrash. Something about Parah Aduma. That this became the reason why Korach started to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. In the past, I've said many pshatim in this. The first pshat I said was, and I believe it's a very nice pshat, you know, the Parah Aduma was to be mechaper on the eagle. Rashi brings it. The eagle was the cow, the eagle that they brought to switch Moshe Rabbeinu. It was supposed to be the tachlif of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, who would start up with Moshe Rabbeinu? You gotta be terrified in your mind. Ooh, I'm starting with Moshe Rabbeinu. But once Korach saw that they made an eagle and then there was a kapara afterwards, all right. A person usually does not go into a fight, so to speak, unless he thinks, you know, all right, it's not the end of the world. There's a way out, right? Another pshat I wanted to say was that the Parah Aduma is a side of Torah. Korach was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Korach was a genius in learning. He was a Navi. So why is he fighting Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is because Moshe got parts of Torah that he could not get. Korach, just sit and learn. What are you jealous of? I see you need a nice pshat. I see you need a good pshat to pick you up. You ready? Oh yeah, why not? Yeah. I'll tell you a nice pshat, Rabbi. Say, listen to a meyudik pshat. We always think that Korach was this unbelievable troublemaker, this unbelievable bad individual. The truth is, Rabbi Yisai, Korach was a gain, a genius in learning. Korach was minaisei ha'arayin, he carried the arayin. Korach was a navi. There's a very interesting Zohar. The Zohar says that one of the things that Korach had an agenda against was Shabbos. Yeah. So his agenda was Shabbos. He was against the Shabbos. And the Sforim are very involved to explain what is the Shabbos, Korach? What happened here? Now, every good Sephardic Jew knows that a Talmud Chacham is Bechinas Shabbos. And since he was arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, he's arguing on Shabbos. Maybe. But let me tell you a little bit more, Rabbi Yisai. Listen carefully. Korach wanted Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Korach wanted Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Correct? Everybody, right? Kahuna, he wanted that. Every Jew in his home on Shabbos has the replica of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Tell me, are we able to live without a Beis HaMikdash? We're living thousands of years without it. Are we able to live without Shabbos? You can't live without Shabbos. Reb Chaim Ivalozhin says, we see an unbelievable thing. There's two parts to the Beis HaMikdash. There's the physical, and then there's the eternal Beis HaMikdash. V'shachanti b'soichom. We're able to live from within. A person is able to live from within. A person is able to have Ashras, Ashchina. He's able to have a Beis HaMikdash. And you know, in the greatest moment that this Ashras, Ashchina, replica of the Beis HaMikdash takes place? On Shabbos. You know, the Maril brings down that a table of Shabbos should be a four-legged table. You shouldn't, you know, today we have the tables that in the middle there's a stand. Says the Maril, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Berheita brings it down. Why should you have a four-legged table? Because the home, like the Beis HaMikdash, has a Shulchan. And the Shulchan had four legs. You want to hear further? Svarim write that all the avoida, so to speak, that we do at the Shabbos table is Beis HaMikdash replica. We make Kiddush. There's such a thing as Nesachim on the Mizbeach. We pour wine. Bread is the Lechem upon him. In Ari, Minhagi Ari, how many breads should you have? You have 12. Why? Lechem upon him. Lechem upon him was 12. Now in the Halacha Shir, we could talk about the break-off bread. You know, those break-off. Is it considered like one? Is it considered like 12? And everyone is smiling. Good. I got your attention. All right? We continue with what, Rabbeisai? What do we continue with? We have meat. Meat is what? Is the carbon. What else do we have? We have Zmiris, the Levium. We light the candles, the menorah. This is all in Teiras Ha'ari, that the Shabbos table is the replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a Yid did Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, a Yid is able to do on Shabbos, Avoida. Now here, you ready, Rabbi Yisai? Fish. How come there was no Hakrova? How come in the Beis HaMikdash there was no carbon from fish? Fish? Oh, you mean the water, the ocean, the fish? And by the way, you reminded me because I forgot the salt. Forgive me. Which is the big one in halacha? Forgive me. You know, it's as I say, it's late in the evening. We have salt, and why do we put salt on the right? We put salt because it's daimah to the salt, the mizbeah, the karbonis. Hey, it's all there. How come we don't have karbonis from fish? It's a great question. I don't have yes. You see, it was worth for me to come here just for this little boy to answer this question. But it better be a good answer. Go ahead, what do you have for me?
Maybe it's like hard to find them, like it could be harder like to find the kind of fish they might.
Not so hard. You never heard of a gefilte fish? Go to the store. No, I was kidding. The question is a very good question, Rabbi. So the question is, why do we not have a carbon of fish? Maybe it has something to do with the fact that the tzaddikim go into the fish. It's called Michael tzaddikim al pizayar. So an animal is a bahami. Animal is animal, not human. Maybe fish has neshamis of tzaddikim in it. It's a good question on your own time. The bottom line, so to speak. What are we trying to bring out from all of this? Koirach was fighting Shabbos. You want Avodas Beis HaMikdash? You could have Avodas Beis HaMikdash. How do you have it? Shabbos. Why are you fighting for the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? You have the Avodah every Shabbos. So what's the issue? And I'll tell you the difference. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Moridik HaKoyach. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about? Moshe Rabbeinu was all about Yomis Atzmai. It wasn't about him. There was no him. He was an Eved. He was Onov Me'oid Mikol Odom Asher Al Pnei Adoma. How does one achieve Torah? He has to be Yomis Atzmai. Tell me, Rabbi Yisai. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do for 40 days and 40 nights when he was being mekabel the Torah? He didn't eat. He didn't sleep. He was meimis atzmai. He was mekayim, the meimis atzmai b'holei shel Torah. How many days did he do that for? 40. In Zohar it's brought down that 40 has to do with the 40 sov mikvah. We find by the Mabul also, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights because mikvah, there needed a cleansing process. A cleansing process. So you have the what? The 40 days and the 40 nights of Yomis Atzmai. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Mekayim, the Inyan of Kabbalah Satayra. Torah requires that a person should be pure. Torah requires tahira, purity. And when a person is pure, he will be zaycha to be mekabel the Torah. One of the rules of the paradum is benasan mayim chayim el keli. You put mayim, water, chayim, which is life, el keli, into a klisharis, into a pot, into a vessel. The Torah, Rabbi Yisai, is nimshel to what? No? To water. Now you're starting to see the tahira. Tonight, Shir, Rabbi Yisai, I'm trying to introduce to you that today we don't have karbonis. And everyone looks for ways on how to be mitahir, past, mechaper on past things that he did. The greatest way a person could be mechaper on the past, on things that he did, is through Torah. When a person immerses himself in Torah, when a person dwells in Torah, he's able to become out as pure. There's a purity. Zois chukas ha-Torah. It's chukas ha-Torah. Par adum and Torah does the same thing. It's mitahir the person. You know, Zohar speaks of certain sins that there's no kapara for. There's no kapara. There's no way to be mechaper. Yet, we all know the rule, and even the Zohar quotes it. Ein dovar ha'oimed bifnei atshuva. There is nothing that cannot be erased and cleaned with tshuva. So the contradiction is obvious. Bali halacha, the Reshiva of Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, has a very famous tshuva. That when does the Zohar say these Averis do not have kapara? It's without Torah. But if a person learns Torah, he has a kapara on everything. And Ramosh the Reshiva says, how much Torah do you have to learn? How much Torah? How much does a person have to learn to get a kapara? He writes a tshuva to a bocher in yeshiva that's writing it, spilling out his heart that he did things in the past that he doesn't know how to, and yet he's up in krich harois, he doesn't know how to get out of it. So Rav Moshe tells him, there's no such a thing as not possible to do tshuva. If you learn two Mishnayos a day, add a third one. Add a third one. A little bit of Torah goes a long way. A little bit of Torah goes a long way. Now, Rabbi Yisai, let me go to the heart of how does a person get a kapara? What is kapara? Okay. Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisai. It says in the Pasuk, Ki bayoyim azeh, Yechaper aleichem, L'tayer eschem, Mikol chatiseichem lifnei Hashem, Titarim. What's the difference between kapara and tahira? It's two things. Ki bayoyim azeh yechaper aleichem, L'tayer eschem. And the answer is, a kapara is sometimes when the person needs a tikkun, not to get the punishment. That's kapara. Carbon is a kapara. Is carbon a tahira? No. Why? Because carbon achieves kapara for the einish. Then there's an every avera, a staining of the soul, a staining of the inside of the person. That needs tahira. That needs tahira. That needs purity. How does one achieve purity? The Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem titaru. When you stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you become pure. Purity has to do with Shechina Kenegdai, when the Shechina is in front of you. What is the thing that, say, Chazal tell us about Torah? If someone learns Torah by night, no? What's the Lashon? Shechina Kenegdai. Torah, the purity. Outside, the world outside is not so pure. The world outside is filled with yichya atzmai. You know, the more a person lives in the world of himself, the more he lives in a world away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is your focus? What does a person look at? What is he focused on? There are people who look in the mirror and it's all about themselves. And then there are people who look ahead and what do they see? Lifnei Hashem. They're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lifnei Hashem, the Shechina Kenegdai. Stop. Stop now. Rabbi Sai. Zois Chukas HaTayra. Moshe Rabbeinu understood what Tahir is. Moshe Rabbeinu understood what it means Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Moshe understood what it means Meimis Atzmai. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu lived Torah. He lived the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person could achieve tremendous tahira of Lifnei Hashem. The outside world looks, like I told you, it looks like it's lavish. And a person's having a great life. You know what's really going on inside? The Beis HaMikdash from within. The Shechina. The Ribbono Shel Olam's the Veshachanti B'Soichom is not there. So when your name is the Atzmai, what do you have? You have the Ashros HaShechina from within, which brings life, which brings Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Bo. Does anybody know what the translation L'machazikim Bo means? Huh? Grabbing. Who said the word grabbing on? Why do I want the word grabbing on? Do you know what I want? Torah. slips away. Moments of time of Torah slip away very quickly. The world is going to drag you away from Torah. Life is going to drag you away from Torah. You know what you need to do? You need to grab. To machzik. Chazaka. What does chazaka mean? To grab on tight. The Rambam speaks about something called Keser Torah. And the Rambam says, how does one get Keser Torah? If a person is careful not even to miss one night. Lo ya'abe layla achas, says the Rambam. Even one night. That's where you get Keser Torah. It's not about the learning. It's about the hardship. It's about the meimis atzmai. Remember I told you from the Chofetz Chaim, what's meimis atzmai? I don't exist to the outside world at the hour that I learn. That's called meimis atzmai. And that's how a person is zoicha, that the Shechina is connected. When a person learns Torah in a way that it's hard for him. Let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai, there is nobody, including me, that does not have hardship in learning Torah. There's no such thing. Adam le'amol yulad. A person was created to work hard. A person needs to toil. And when a person toils, he could toil in the whole world. And what does he have from that? Nothing at the end of the day. Or he could toil in Torah. L'malpi. And that's the Adam, what he was created for. You know, a person is not happy unless he achieves what his tachlis is. In order for a person to feel fulfilled, he needs to do what he was created for. You know, you would think to yourself, okay, this is 20 minutes of learning. I said, okay, I missed it. It's going to affect you on the inside because that 20 minutes that you were kaveya for Torah is your tafkid and your tachlis. There is nothing that could supplement the tainug, the oinig of Torah. With this, I don't know how much more time I have. Do I have another 2 minutes? Okay. I'm going to tell you something beautiful, something so profound. On the pasuk Zayis Chukas HaTorah, there's a medrash. Actually, it's also based on a Gemara in Soita Daf Lamed Hey, that David HaMelech was punished because he said the word Zmirois HaYiluichukecha. It's in Kapitel Kuf Yutes. Zmirois hoyu li chukecha. Zmirois? Zmirois? It's a song. You know what a song, what does anybody know what a song? A song is nice. It's. Can I use a Yiddish word? Yeah, you'll survive. A geschmack, it's a geschmack thing. So David HaMelech came and said, Torah is geschmack, it's beautiful. It's not only a mistake, the Gemara calls it chata, he sinned. And the Rabbeinu Shlailam paid him back a tikkun, he needed a tikkun, by what? I'll give him something that even the children would not make a mistake. Something that Tinoikisha Beis Rabba, no, he didn't know. And what was it? When he brought back the Arain, to Gairin Arainu, they brought back the Arain in Tanakh. He brought it back on an Agola, on a wagon. Don't you know, Bakose, if you so, that it had to be what? On the shoulder. Bakose. On the shoulder, you have to carry it. You don't carry it on a U-Haul. Says Rabbi Yonis and Haifshitz and Yaris Dvash, why was this the punishment? Why was this the tikkun? For David HaMelech saying, Zmiris Hayili Chukecha. And the answer is, Zmiris Hayili Chukecha takes away from the Adam Kiyamus. And it's toiling and it's hard. Bakasif Yisoh means what? Torah needs Bakasif. You got to bend your shoulder to carry it. It's not an easy thing. There's no easy route. You can't pay. Forgive me. What's the name of the taxi service today? I'm living still. Uber Yerachimai? That's what it's called? Uber? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't. Really? It's Uber? Yeah. All right. A person takes an Uber. Yeah, he's like, okay. That's not how it works. It's not as sailing smooth. It's rough. But cause safe. Esau. And he, because he said, Zmiris Hayili Chukecha, the Boi Shem says, Yaris Dvash was teaching him this lesson. But it's not easy. Rabbi Isai. Kiveya Itim La Torah is not an easy thing. Tell me. And this I would love you, I see I have plenty more time, obviously. How does this work? You just keep on going till they pull the plug on you. All right, I could do this all night. So let's go. Let me tell you over something very interesting. Is not the Torah called a shira? Batim kisvulchem es hashira zois. Writing a sefer. So what's wrong if he said zmirois hayali chukecha? What's wrong if he said Zmirois Hoyali Chukecha? So what? Torah Shira. Unless you say Zmirois is one thing and Shira is another thing. Yeah, mama. Let me tell you over a Gemara in Eruv in Daf Yutches. I say Zmirois Balayla. Those that make song at night. You know, Rabbi said, we're all composers tonight. How are we composers? Does anybody know? By sitting in the shir and learning. Oisei zmirois balaylo. Learning at night is called making a song. Making a shira. Kumi roini balaylo. The Rambam quotes it. Ein rina shel toira la balaylo. The song of toira is at night. So then what's wrong if he said, you hear the kash? Thanks, everyone tell me the kash. What's the kash? No? So what did Dhammel say wrong? As a matter of fact, who learned by night? He did. That's the story. The story of the Gemara Prachis. Who learned by night? It was him. He was Isis Mirois Balaylo. You know who asked this question? Marsha said, I don't understand what's going on here. David HaMelech was Oisei Zmirois Balaylo. He made song at night. He composed songs. You know, I don't know if Sephardic and Ashkenazic liturgy is the same, but in the Hoshanis, Ashkenaz has something unique. Beautiful passage. It goes through all the Avos and their Ma'ailos. And we ask the Rebbeinu Shloim Hoshana, help me in the merit of the Avos. When it speaks about David HaMelech, the words of the Hoshanis is Hoshana, Laman David Mecharker Hamilame Torah B'chol Klei Shir. That he teaches Torah with all the musical instruments. David HaMelech composed beautiful. Beautiful song. The Medrash tells us that David HaMelech asked that his Tehillim should also be Torah. It's a question if he was answered or not answered. It's a discussion for a different time. But that's part of the Zmirah, Hayali Chukecha. The song, the Chukim. So something is not adding up here. Did David do something wrong by saying song in Torah? I want to tell you something even more. The Rekeach says that Matan Torah was with music. It's a Mefurish Rekeach. The Rekeach says that you ever see a cantata? You know what a cantata is? Imagine Hashem is saying Anoichi Hashem Elikecha, and there's music in the background. Yeah. Now, I don't know, today's music maybe is the Kaylei Sabrakim I hear. All right, maybe I don't know, the type of music that you start to hear lately. Maybe it's referring to the Kaylei Sabrakim. Either way, Rabbi Yisai, there was music. I want to tell you even more. The Rekech says that the musical instruments that were given at Matan Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah. And those instruments, says the Rekeach, you know, maybe I should tell you who the Rekeach is. The Rekeach isn't just an author of a book with nice stories. Rekeach was one of the Rishonim. Like the Ramban and the Rambam, we have the Rekeach. Says the Rekeach that as Hashem gave Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, He gave him musical instruments. What happened to these musical instruments, says the Rekeach? No? It went to the Beis HaMikdash. Those were the kelim that were used. There were many instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rekeach, what happened to those instruments? From the Churban Abayis, they buried those instruments. They remained underground. It's interesting. The Kelei HaMikdash went, a lot of it, to Rome. The musical instruments got lost, so to speak, in the ground. They got buried. What do we see from here? The power of music and Torah is very much connected. The Gra speaks that Tshuva and Negina are very close to each other. You know, Rabbi Yisai, Shabbos is the time of tshuva. Shavas, Shabbos. All the Rishonim and all the Achronim. It's even brought in Halacha that even if a person does Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh, if he keeps the Shabbos, he has tshuva. Music, the Zmiris of Shabbos, is a big part of what Shabbos is all about. Says the Gra that Negina and Tshuva are very much connected. What is it that connects? And the answer is music. Music of the soul is able to bring a person directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's ma'orer in the soul, in the heart, a connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chasam Sofer said that he'd be willing to give up a big part of his learning to reach Koyach HaNegina. And I believe they say the same from the Gra. What Negina is he referring to? And the answer is, there's a part of Torah. There's a part of Torah from within that stirs the soul to become very connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kumi roini balaylo. There's a rino shel Torah. Oh. Rav, I'm going to make a final conclusion, and that is, Shalom Aleichem. Okay, we're going to have to end this year. The Rav is here. Let's take out one lesson, Rabbi Yisai. Every night that you learn, it's not easy, it's never easy. Torah takes a tremendous toil. It's hard, bakosev. Gotta bend your shoulders to learn Torah. And it's every night, not to miss. And the way to do it is, shut the world out. Meimis atzmo yoleho. Gotta shut the whole world out. When someone comes over to you, You're talking to a dead man. Chofetz Chaim, you're talking to a dead man. Here you're asking me, I'm sorry, I'm not. It's hypothetical. But the truth is, this is the way a person reaches Tahira. Tahira. The Tahira of Torah. We all have things.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.